Well, the country's biggest annual directors event took place in Sandton. Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng delivered the keynote address at that gathering, highlighting that most SOEs are in crisis due to leadership deficiencies. The private sector is not exempt from corporate governance issues, especially when one considers that the likes of Absa is still without a CEO, along with Old Mutual, while KPMG recently appointed one, and of course Naspers having appointed Phuthi Mahanyele Dabengwa as its South African CEO today. Even with these appointments, the Institute of Directors in Southern Africa echoes the sentiment that it matters who gets appointed and how they get appointed, even more so in the public sector. Well, Simon Lushaba is facilitator at the organization and joins us now with his perspective on corporate governance and our SOEs. Thank you so much for your time today. So you'd echo those sentiments from the Chief Justice that really, what we're dealing with here is a leadership deficiency.
Good evening. True. I fully agree with the Chief Justice's view. And we think it's at two levels. One, it's the process, as you've pointed out. But even more important is the leadership competence that we are actually dealing with, particularly from our perspectives in as far as boards are concerned.
Okay, so let's talk about the public sector, because they operate differently to the private sector. In the private sector, you would have a nominations committee nominating non-executives. Mm. Executives are appointed then by the board. So there's a clear process. Even if it doesn't work, at least you know what it is. Whereas in the public sector, it's the shareholder that tends to have those powers. Mm.
We think very important it's the quality of due diligence that gets done on the individuals, because we have to make sure that the individuals appointed, the appointment is based on competence, it's based on the skills, the knowledge, the attitudes and the experience that they have. We also need to have people with integrity, people with a good name to defend. We tend to have situations where people are appointed, but you have no idea why was this person appointed. We need to defend these appointments on the basis that this is the best person we have to actually perform this leadership responsibility. It can't be, I know this person, I just found him and I put him here. It cannot be like that.
Isn't there, though, an additional issue within government, or at least they have to consider someone's ideology, that they will implement the decisions that are made by government in order for them to meet the promises that they've made, for example, to the electorate. So they have an additional layer that they put to the kinds of people that they would appoint to a board.
Well, yes, that's very true and that's very understandable. But what we are saying is that additional layer cannot then become the only criteria. You still want to put people who demonstrate that they are able to lead in as far as what's required in the boards competently. So we cannot have the issue of ideology or political alignment override everything else, because at the end of the day, there's still work that needs to be done. So we're not necessarily arguing that in government you must now go for people that are going to sabotage government's objectives, are going to disagree with what government wants to implement. And I think we also need to have a discipline that there is time to argue ideologies, but there's time to then deliver. So you can't go into a position where you're expected to deliver and you're going in there with the objective to argue. We have this tendency to argue views in perpetuity.
Yeah.
There is no view that is perfect throughout the world. All views have their advantages and their disadvantages. But there's a time where you draw a line and say, now we are, and these are arms of government to deliver. And therefore, government has been clear about what they need delivered. We must go in there to deliver in as far as those are concerned. So we are mixing a number of issues, and I think we get confused in the process.
Many of our SOEs currently are in crisis, particularly some key ones, one that we've mentioned on the program today, being Eskom. Mm. The government is mulling additional support for them. It seems that we keep having plans. And one of the concerns is that while we're dealing with corporate governance issues, we are also throwing money at the problem. How do you sort out a board and an organization in crisis while at the same time needing it to be functional during that period. What are some of the leadership lessons there?
Well, first of all, we must appoint the right people, which is what we've been talking about. We must appoint people who actually have the know-how, people who have the experience and the ability to fix the problems that we have. Secondly, we must give them the space to function. We appoint people and then we clutter them, then we want to look over their shoulder, we want to... Let's be very clear. We give a mandate.
Yeah.
They develop the strategy, implement the strategy, and we look at the results.
Okay.
If the results are not forthcoming, yes, by all means, we must come in, we must remove those people and beef the structure up. So we need to be very clear on our roles and responsibilities. And it needs to be driven by the results. I think we are weak on results. Mm. We actually even go around saying, we have very good policies, we've got very good strategies, but implementation.
Yeah.
But a lot of the reasons why implementation does not take place at the level that it should are not interrogated. I think part of that is the amount of interference, the amount of involvement of people from outside those structures, being the executives, being the boards. We should limit that. We should not have them, because these are leaders.
Yeah.
Leaders should self-steer. They should self-propel, and they should deliver results. What we need to agree with them on is, what are your milestones? And we must then engage them on whether they're achieving those milestones or not, and not listen to excuses. I think we are very weak in that. So everything is under discussion, is discussable, but the results are not forthcoming. And that is where our problem, at the heart of our problem, that's what we have.
I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Today, Simo Lushaba is facilitator at the Institute of Directors of Southern Africa.